Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with info that can save your life. On the show, you will learn not only what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, drcarley.com and reversing vaccine induced induced diseases plural.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out the diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them in Chicago in 2008. The bottom line is we have a number of our assaults to our immune system and our bodies in general. You reach critical mass, the body develops a symptom to tell you you're doing the wrong thing. And unfortunately, we've all pretty much been brainwashed to go to the white coats to get a drug to cover up the symptom instead of finding out why we're getting symptoms of disease. This was such a massive revelation to me. It is so obvious. It is so clear. But in all my years of medical school, this very simplistic cause of all diseases was never addressed, never brought up. And of course, once I realized that my profession has been totally corrupted and is totally controlled by Big Pharma, how could they ever mention assaults, your immune system, and your body as a cause of disease? Because they are the main ones doing it. And this is a very hard thing. And as more and more time goes on and more people call me, you know, I try to let them know the fact that they don't have any training in medicine or any, you know, initials behind their name actually makes it much more likely that they have common sense and critical thinking capabilities. And this is what you need to evaluate your own situation and extricate yourself from those who are killing you. And that's what I try to do with the information that I present on my shows. Because there's so many things that are hurting us, and it's all being done on purpose. And of course, we have to identify the psychopaths in order to know where to look as we're trying to escape hell. And pretty much, they're all wearing yarmulkes. And of course, we just finished the big holy day, Yom Kippur, where these psychopaths pretty much, you know, chant their Kol Nidre, where they take their oath not to take an oath. You know, the ultimate in all opposite day scenarios. And I strongly suggest that you go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, which has all my archives for the last few years. Many thanks to Sheldon Day for posting them under Dr. Carley Archives, which now there's three separate places. If you click on Dr. Carley Archives, you will find the archives of Orion Talk Radio, as well as various and sundry assorted shows I've done on different networks. Not all of them. I'm doing shows pretty much every day at this point. But when there's one that's particularly informative and, you know, has a lot of important information, I will ask Sheldon to post it. But Those you will find if you click on Dr. Kelly Archives. There are two other links at the top of the page, one for RBN and one for These Changing Times. I strongly suggest you listen to my show from last week with J.B. Campbell, where we discussed the psychopathic predator parasites. And he's on my Sunday show every week, or I'm sorry, every month, once a month. Don't have a date for him yet for next month. But he is the one who's giving us suggestions as to what we must do. And we must do this because basically we're running out of time, and every day on the TV, television, although it does tell us a lot about what's going on, we're seeing psycho cops, you know, killing people, breaking down doors for no reason, etc., etc. Getting pretty ugly. What are you going to do? You better do something, because only acting on the truth will set you free. Just, you know, learning the truth will do absolutely nothing, except for give you something to email to all your friends. We have to act on the truth. And remember that negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. Learning to see the master template of the predator's crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work, keep my websites up, help me get books and medical research articles that I need by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. Of course, remembering that I do not practice medicine, I do not give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I was, say, with natural therapy. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com. Of course, remembering that I get so many emails, I may likely miss your email. So if you really want to make sure that you reach me, please either Skype me if you are out of the area for my toll-free. I'm getting a message. I got a lot of background noise. I have no clue what's going on with that. Anyways, you can either Skype me at drcarly1, or if you are in the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, please call me toll-free at 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's been connected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. Okay, please support Orion by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. And we also have a new call-in line where you can call in to give any suggestions you want to the head honchos of Orion Talk Radio. The last number I was given was 940-293-0379. Toll free, but I think there's another number now that you can call as well. But anyways, please let the network know what you think. And I think this is a really good idea. Because guess what? One of the other networks I'm on, republicbroadcasting.org, I have a show Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, also called What's Ailing America. And I'm on Studio B. There's two studios there now, Republic has. You know, lots of questionable hosts. Ones that talk about things I would call them minions, okay? But amazingly, I was called and sent emails by various people that, there's that music. Hold on, and I'll tell you all about it after these messages. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America. And before the break, I was talking about the fact that OrionTalkRadio.com wants to hear from you as to what you think about the shows, any suggestions you have. Numbers are growing exponentially. That's very, very good. Whereas RepublicBroadcasting.org, according to some of my listeners, sent me emails. Apparently, on September 20th, 2012, in the first hour, about 23 minutes into the show, John Stantmiller announced in a very loud tone that if listeners don't start forking over some cash, he's going to take down Studio B. Now, I found this very interesting. I was on Republic Broadcasting some time ago. I was fired, as were many others. And after I substituted for Maggie Rodden, who was actually taken off, she was fired from Republic Broadcasting for asking to be put back on Studio A from Studio B just a month or two ago. But I subbed for her during the summer. I did six shows for her. And apparently people love the show. They call into the station. They asked, why am I not on Republic Broadcasting? So I was called by Michael Powers and asked to come back. They wanted me to be on 5 days a week. You have to realize, folks, these stations don't pay people. It's our time, the research, the time taken to do the shows. You know, it's not like being on television, you know, where you get paid very nicely. We get absolutely nothing. So I don't have time to do five shows a week on Republic Broadcasting. I committed to one show, which I now do on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. However, I found this very strange. So I'm talking about it on this show, and we'll see what happens if I'm taken off Republic for bringing this up. Because I have a big problem with extortion, where people are told, if you don't fork over cash, we're going to take down Studio B. Now, why isn't Stantmiller doing something like what Orion is doing, where they have a number you call in? These are the hosts we like. These are the hosts we will support. We will send in cash for having these hosts on. But these other hosts, which you know are trolls and minions and disinformers, why don't you get rid of them? Then you don't need a Studio B. You have one studio. You don't have to hire a bunch of other people, etc., etc. So I'm just letting you know, I smell a rat, people. I smell a very large rat. And I think the way Orion is doing things is the way to go, where you let them know what you want, what you like, what you care to hear about. And you support that. Not that you are told, if you don't give cash, you're going to lose. Myself, Deanna Spingola, probably the most listened to show on RepublicBroadcasting.org at this point, who was recently moved back to Studio B from Studio A after a very important show she did about 9/11. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out there's some kind of funny stuff going on with this Studio A, Studio B stuff. So I don't care if you tell Stantmiller what I said, because I'm sure my days on Republic Broadcasting are numbered anyway. I was told when I went on there that I would not be censored. I have proof of that fact. And we'll see where it goes. Republic does have a lot of listeners who know what's going on. And that's the only reason I agreed to go back on there. But when we have this kind of crap going on, where listeners are told, fork over cash, your Studio B, we're going to take it down, when there's lots of people on there that are questionable, well, I got a problem with that, folks. So, you know, I encourage you to do whatever you think is the right thing to do. Okay. Getting back to my introduction, because today I don't have a guest, by the way. I've decided that probably most Saturdays on Orion I won't have guests, because there's so much going on I got to talk to you about. It's just unbelievable. So let me just also remind you that I love to hear from the listeners. If you'd like to call in, 716-213-6816, or toll free. Thanks to Ron, who's donated a toll-free number to the station, 888-320-6151. However, very important, we ask that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking, and that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important also to check out thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. for my show, What's Ailing the World. Same thing as What's Ailing America, but, you know, I'll never run out of answers to either question. And as I said, my show on Republic Broadcast. RepublicBroadcasting.org from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights as well. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 bio-warfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lung colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator that I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. Yes, Meg, you're welcome. Okay, on today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is blindness to self-evident truth. And this is actually very interesting how all of this is working out. Because I now do a newsletter. I'm working with Wendy Wilson. She has shows on GCN and AVR, and I do a show with her. Oh, here we go, the shining stuff. I do a show with her once a month on both networks, and we've been working together for many years. She's an excellent herbalist, thepowerherbs.com. But when the individual that she was working on, that was doing a financial newsletter, died under mysterious circumstances, she decided to start her own newsletter. It's called the American Survival Newsletter. And you can sign up to, you know, get this newsletter for free on the bottom of my link section on reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And it's a lot to do three shows on the weekend, and actually I have another show tomorrow as well out of Jamaica. So things are getting really busy. But I'm really glad that I committed myself to do this newsletter, because it forces me to get it out, and it's actually going to become my first book eventually. I'm going to put it all together, and it's going to be really amazing how that works out. So every week I answer the question, what's ailing America? And my answer last week was blindness to self-evident truth. And I'm just going to pretty much, read to you what I wrote, because it's just easier that way. After I had an amazing experience going to get my hair cut, And this is how things work in my life, where I had to face absolute blindness of a person, a smart person, a person who, you know, should have known that she couldn't trust the people she was going to. But this is how it went down. Okay. I went to get my hair cut last Monday. I do not engage in small talk in such situations. I always try to give life-saving information regarding what is going on. There are so many ways our health and planet are being destroyed. I have many topics to choose from. However, the usual subject I get into is bioweapon vaccines. The woman cutting my hair brought up the fact that she was a proud mother of a one-year-old child who was considered to be a miracle child, as she had been told by her white cult that she could not have another child. She has a 15-year-old, but had not been able to conceive after that child was born. So first the white coats told her she couldn't get pregnant. Then she got pregnant. Then the white coats sent her to get an ultrasound. The ultrasound allegedly showed that the child had, quote unquote, thick skin at the base of his neck. And that was supposedly a sign of Down syndrome. On the basis of that finding, they told this woman, who had tried for 15 years to get pregnant, that she should have an abortion, because they believed and were trying to sell her that she was carrying a Down syndrome child. She refused to terminate the pregnancy. She also refused an amniocentesis, which is probably, you know, really, really important that she did that, because you see, these people are psychopaths. We have a depopulation agenda. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. Not only can an amniocentesis, where you're putting a needle, you know, into the amniotic sac, cause a miscarriage in itself, but based on their laboratory findings, you're going to terminate a pregnancy. You're going to believe that your child has some kind of terrible problem? No, no, no. If you really want to have a child, I suspect you don't do any of those things, because you can't trust psychopaths. Anyways, the woman that cut my hair refused the amniocentesis, refused to terminate the pregnancy, and had her miracle baby, who was perfectly healthy, by the way. Now, this makes you wonder, how many other women are told that they got thick-skinned children, or whatever the case may be, and they get abortions? How many other women killed their children because of the white coat's lies? And what did they do with those killed babies? Oh, we know. They chop them up and they grow viruses on them to make vaccines. They make food flavoring out of them. Go to COG, that stands for Children of God, COGforlife.com, and you can read about the companies, including Kraft, Cadbury, Pepsi, there's a few others, that use dead babies as food flavoring. Placentas are used for cosmetics. You know, the list goes on and on. This is called, it's basically the same as cannibalism. It is cannibalism. Okay? So, apparently, they're not getting enough dead babies to grow their vaccine viruses. They're trying to create others with their fraudulent ultrasound results. Okay, I then asked my person cutting my hair, if she vaccinates her miracle baby, and she replied that she did, because the same white coats who had first told her she could never conceive again and then told her that her baby had Down syndrome, had advised her she should vaccinate her miracle baby. She said that she did know that some people choose not to vaccinate, and that was, quote unquote, their decision to make. So I asked her if she had done any research on vaccines, and she admitted that she had not. So what's the difference between her and the people that don't vaccinate? Obviously, the people that don't vaccinate have done research. So I asked her how she could proceed with vaccinating her child without doing any research, and her answer was that since that is what the experts recommend, that is what she believed was best for her child, despite the fact that the experts had a dismal record on being correct in the past. I proceeded to explain to her how inoculation with disease corrupts the immune system, causing all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. She then told me, and this was a moment, that her son had developed a fever of 105 degrees after his last vaccine and stopped breathing twice. Okay? Now, remember, he's 1 year old. He's right in that sudden infant death syndrome, you know, age timeline. Okay. She rushed him to the hospital after these two incidences of, you know, not breathing. The white coats could find no reason as to why he had stopped breathing. Like, this is like a normal thing, that a child would stop breathing. Come on, people. Do you have any idea how often this happens? And then one day, you know, catch it and the child is dead. And if you should start doing CPR on the child, you could possibly cause bruises and broken ribs or whatever, and then you end up being charged with shaken baby syndrome, and not only do you have a dead child, but you go to jail for the rest of your life. This is what's going on, people, and this is why I do what I do, trying to wake up the blind, trying to open their eyes. So I explained to this woman that this was obviously caused by the vaccines. She told me that, in fact, she did ask her pediatrician because, you see, she's not a dumb woman. She's a smart woman. It happened within 24 hours of her miracle baby getting his last round of vaccines that he had this high fever and stopped breathing. And of course, the pediatrician told her, there's no way this could be a side effect of the vaccines. And despite the fact that she witnessed this cause and effect with her own eyes, she believed her pediatrician when she was told there's no way that this could have been the cause of the problem. And she did plan on continuing with the recommended vaccination schedule. I informed her that sudden infant death syndrome is due to vaccines, and if she continues to inoculate him, her miracle baby could very well die, or if that didn't happen, he could develop any one of the many vaccine-induced diseases. I gave her my card, suggested some books she should read, and told her to call me if she has any questions. I gave her the usual cash tip that one gives for such services, but let her know that my informational tip was much more important. And I really hope that she checks it out. Although, unfortunately, I may have pushed it a little bit too much, because as I was leaving, I saw that she had tattoos all over the back of her neck. So I also gave her some information about tattoos being, you know, tattooing containing toxic poison, as I talked about on my show last week as well, one of my shows. I don't remember which one at this point. You know, as I continue to research, everything has been corrupted and everything is hurting us. So that may have freaked her out a little bit, finding out that tattoo ink is a toxic poison, because it was all over the back of her neck, you know, as far as I could see. So, but whatever. This is what I do. I'm not a fun person to be around because I can't do small talk. I can't, you know, look over there when everything that matters, the people are being killed, our genetics are being tampered with, our food and our pets are being destroyed. You know, I just can't relax. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess I'm some kind of a mutant. But that's what is. And so I go around and I give my information and spend a fortune, frankly, giving out handouts and different things, DVDs. Now I'm giving out Why in the World Are They Spraying, which is pretty much pablum. You know, it doesn't go to the genocide level as I would do if it was my DVD. But it does have very important information in regards to the fact that the same people controlling the weather are, you know, betting on it in the stock market with commodities. By changing the weather, they know what crops are going to fail and get very expensive. So that was a very important thing that they inserted in there. So, you know, we need to wake up others as much as we can. And the fact that we have disinformers, fear-mongers, people that are telling us there's nothing we can do to stop the psychopaths, that really aggravates me, because what better way is there to disarm us than to make us think there's nothing we can do? Then there's nothing they have to do. They just tell us there's nothing we can do. And if we believe them, we do nothing. We allow them to commit all their monstrous acts. It is totally insane. And that is a very big problem that we have, that we have to point out the people that are doing that. And actually, I just got a really amazing postcard. Sorry, this yawning thing gets really aggravating. The Heart-Mind Matrix. How the heart can teach the mind new ways to think. And now we're to believe. Oh, there's that music. I'll tell you what we're to believe after the commercial. It's hilarious. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Healing America, where our answer today is blindness to self-evident truth. And before the break, I was talking about, you know, as it turns out, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years and pretty much figuring out who's who in the zoo, who are the real people trying to change the fact that we live in the hell, talking about the psychopaths who are creating the hell and trying to do something about it, or scaring us to believe that there's nothing we can do, you know, telling us things that are going on but giving us solutions. You know, Alex Jones would be Exhibit A for that. And now we have these people who are trying to do, well, let me just read what it says on this card. About the Heart-Mind Matrix, how the heart can teach the mind new ways to think. By Joseph Chilton Pierce. By activating the compassionate intelligence of the heart, we can alter the destructive behavior loops of the survival-oriented reptilian brain and enter into a future of peace and conscious evolution. Danger, danger. Okay. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this. We have to alter the destructive behavior loops of the survival-oriented reptilian brain. The survival-oriented reptilian brain is there for your survival, people. That's what's supposed to be activated when the psycho cops are breaking down your door, when the white coats are smiling as they kill you with their syringes, etc., etc. You are supposed to protect yourself and your children. And we are supposed to now believe that by activating the compassionate intelligence of our hearts, we can alter our survival-oriented brain. Well, you know, all I can say is this has got to be some kind of a psychopath with the yarmulke that wrote this book. And this is very, very dangerous. People have to realize you have a survival instinct for a reason. It is there so that you survive. It is there so you protect your family and your children, and especially the men who are watching the game and freaking out because they have these scab referees in there making stupid calls. I mean, I couldn't believe the attention that this got over the past week. Oh, thank goodness the real refs are back. Of course, my children are being killed by their doctors, and you know, everything that matters is being destroyed, but we got our refs back. People, help me wake up the brain dead, please. The ones who are blind, some of them can be woken up, and we know this to be a fact, and we have to keep trying to start doing it, because it's getting very late. But certainly we know that those are the people that are going to die anyways. As I always say, eventually it's going to come to a point where it's a battle between the awakened people of conscience and the psychopaths. The fear-mongered cowards, those who are, you know, loving their predator until the scorpion bites them and then they're dead, or whatever the case may be. Those people will be gone, and then it's going to be a battle between people of conscience and the psychopaths. I can't wait for that day. I'm going to be there. And it's going to be really funny how it all works out. But until then, I keep trying to wake people up. And I don't know. I was thinking about stopping by the hair place and dropping off a copy of this newsletter for my hairstylist. I thought, no, maybe I better not, because I may want to go back there. I don't want to freak her out too much. And, you know, see if she's actually checked out anything I gave her. We'll see where it goes. We'll see if she continues to get this child, who's already set up to die of sudden infant death syndrome, which is a vaccine-induced disease. We'll see where it goes. You know, in my opinion, the fact that I happened to speak to this mom, because there was other women cutting hair in this place, but I got her. And, you know, you could just tell that she talks about her miracle baby to everybody that walks in there, because that's her thing. She's so thrilled, the miracle baby. Well, it turns out the miracle baby is getting vaccinated with bioweapons. What's she going to do? We'll see. All I can do is try to open up people's eyes who are blind. And, of course, I always tell people, don't feel guilty that you didn't know better, because I didn't know better either, because I was lied to in medical school, and that's why my only child got vaccinated and ended up with brain damage, and that's how I figured out how to reverse the damage in the first place, was my son, who I'm sure now, if he's still alive, which I don't even know if he's still alive, but if he is, I can't even imagine all the vaccines they probably gave him, psych drugs, whatever. I can't even imagine what a shell my son must be. However, no matter what has happened to him or what continues to happen to him, he is the one that got me on this path. So I try to hold on to at least that, that he had a purpose that opened my eyes to what my profession was doing beyond the experimentation, research, fraud, and euthanasia that got me to leave medicine in the first place. The vaccine thing was opened up because of what I saw with my son, Joey Carly. And all of you who are listening to me, you owe Joey Carly the fact that I woke up. So I try to make people not feel bad that they believe the lies, because I believe the lies as well. And I kept all my medical, information so that I could check out those lies as time went on. And, okay, we have a caller. Caller, welcome to the show. Any comments? Hello? Caller,
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay. Yes. All right. So he's just listening. Okay, so just mute. Thank you. Okay, so anyways, as I was saying, people that have vaccinated their children need not feel guilty. Just realize that you've been lied to about everything, and do something in order to change things. In fact, I'm hearing from a lot of people from Australia now for some reason. They're pushing vaccines big time everywhere. And actually, I'll be doing a show out of Jamaica again tomorrow as well. I did a show with Lloyd Aguilar from Jamaica on a regular basis. He did a show with me last week, but we're going to continue tomorrow because, as it turns out, in Jamaica, as with many other countries where people are selling out their people, which pretty much is all countries, actually. I mean, Africa, I would say, is at the top of the food chain where the leaders are allowing their populations to be murdered with bioweapon vaccines, as long as those leaders are paid with cash. But it's happening in a big way in Australia and Jamaica as well. And so I just encourage all of you, like I said, check things out for yourself in this newsletter that I wrote. And if you have not done so yet, please check this out. Put this into any search engine. U.S. Code, Title 42, Section 300AA-25. The AA is, small letters, not caps. So it's Title 42, Section 300AA-25 of the U.S. Code, which basically is the law in regards to reporting vaccine adverse events. Now, what you will find when you, access this is they talk about illness, disability, injury, and conditions where deaths occur from vaccines. Now, I can't get a list of these vaccine-induced disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. Of course, I call them vaccine-induced diseases and have been for 15 years before I even found this law in 2000. So that's kind of funny how that works out. The CDC refuses to give me a list. How can your doctors tell you that these events that occur after the child's vaccine was not from the vaccine if they don't have the list, people? Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Awesome interview with Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman from Georgia.
What I would also just like to say, I'm